All right, 9:51, and Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior, is with us now with our WTOP Garden Editor's comments for us. Get us ready for the weekend, and we hear this rain is going to be coming. We still have temperatures well into the 80s. Does that mean we can still sneak a little seed out in the yard?
Yes, it does, but now I'm starting to get worried. When I first started to put this week's reports together, that was a common question. Do I still have time? And the answer is typically you would not. But the soil temperature is so warm, this is actually a perfect weekend to go out and sow some grass seed and overseed your lawn. It looked like early on I was telling people, but be sure to water because it's going to be dry. And then all of a sudden, Karen is the name of my old girlfriend, by the way, so I expect nothing but trouble from this storm. And now it looked like, then we were going to get some nice, gentle rain. That's perfect. And now, but if the rain is too heavy, you know, it can ruin a little bit of your work. But gardening is a crapshoot. If you want guaranteed results, become a really good woodworker. If the rain is really heavy and you sowed some seed, make sure you have some extra seed to go out there afterwards. Because one thing seems certain. These warm temperatures are certainly going to stay with us.
Are there other things we can be doing while it's still warm?
Oh, if you're a gardener, if you grew a single tomato plant this year, I want you to put some garlic in the ground. Really expand your gardening horizons. This is right around the best time of year to plant single cloves of garlic. You have to plant it in the fall to get a big bulb in the summer. And it's one of the best deals in gardening. For each little clove you put into the ground, you'll harvest a full head of garlic around the 4th of July next season. And it's no work. Garlic practically grows itself. And once you taste your own homegrown garlic, forget about homegrown tomatoes. This will knock you out of the ballpark.
Hey, Mike, quickly, can you tell us how the shutdown could get in the way of some beautiful-looking orchids?
Well, for 50 years, the National Capital Orchid Society has held their annual fall show at the U.S. National Arboretum. And the 66th annual publicity show has already been sent out, and everything talks about the National Arboretum. And they have been frantically in touch with me. They're going to have a big meeting at 10 a.m. today to figure out what their contingency plans are. But this is one of the greatest orchid shows on the East Coast. It's been at the Arboretum for 50 years. But if the government is shut down, it has to go to some secondary location or take a pass. And this is something orchid growers look forward to all year long and plan for. And thousands of people typically come out on Columbus Day weekend. So it just shows you the long fingers, the tentacles of this shutdown.
We will keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best. Thank you, Mike. WTOP's garden editor, Mike McGrath.